A joint you wouldn't normally think is prone to osteoarthritis, but it is, and it's not well treated. It's arthritis at the base of your thumb. And a group at the University of Sydney have done a study to improve the effectiveness of care. Dr. Letitia Deveza is a rheumatologist and researcher at the Institute of Bone and Joint Research at the Colling Institute.
Thumb-based osteoarthritis is a very common joint disease that mostly affects older women. The prevalence is really high, so about one-third of women over 70 years of age have osteoarthritis at the base of the thumb. The symptoms are mostly pain at the base of the thumb and difficulties to do things involving the hands, such as opening jars, writing, and common activities that we do on a daily basis.
Why women, and is it ordinary osteoarthritis or is it another condition altogether?
This is osteoarthritis, the condition that we are describing. Women, probably because of hormonal factors, and the condition usually occurs after menopause. So that's usually related to hormonal changes.
So it's quite disabling in many women. And how's it been treated in the past?
Currently, the treatment for thumb-based osteoarthritis is based on painkillers, advice to modify the way that people do their activities involving the hands, and surgery as the last resort.
Is surgery a joint replacement?
Yeah, there are different types of surgery. One of the most common ones is removing a piece of the bone, trapeziectomy, and that aims to relieve symptoms.
So what were you trying to do in this study?
We try to find a treatment strategy with a greater benefit. We do have other treatment options such as exercises, anti-inflammatories, and splint. In isolation, they provide small benefits. And we aim to test whether combining these treatments would provide a greater benefit compared to education about the disease and the ergonomic principles. And the anti-inflammatory that we used was a gel.
And when you say ergonomic principles, this is like using a device to open up a jar, a thicker handle for your bread knife and things like that.
Exactly.
What did you find?
So we found that people in the intervention group had a better improvements in terms of hanging function after 3 months.
So what did they notice? Because it's fine to have a research study which measures things on a scale, but what did the women notice that was better in the intervention group?
We asked them how they were feeling after 6 weeks and after 12 weeks. And about 70% of people in the intervention group, they reported that they were feeling significantly better in terms of the pain, the function, so the ability of using the hands, and the health overall. It took a little bit more time for us to see an effect in pain. Function was better at 6 and 12 weeks, but pain took a little bit more time. So that suggests that we should persist and encourage patients to continue using the treatments, even if they don't find the treatments are that beneficial in the beginning. So if they keep using the treatments, they might get better by 3 months.
So is this a therapy that needs to continue forever, or can you stop it and hope for lasting effects?
It's a chronic condition. What we saw in the trial is that people were able to self-manage their condition after the first 3 months. So we had another follow-up at 6 months. The function, so the ability of using the hands, continued to improve. And pain got slightly worse after these 6 months, probably because they were not using the whole treatment, so the four interventions. But they were still a lot better compared to at the beginning of the trial.
Now, the anti-inflammatory is straightforward, the education is reasonably straightforward, but is this something you need to see a physiotherapist about, or can your GP give you it?
It can be given by a GP. So the exercises were simple exercises as well. So we gave people 5 types of hand exercises. It can be delivered by the GP.
Is there anywhere people can go to find out what these exercises are for themselves?
We have a handbook, and there are a few other resources available online. And the trial is out and the exercises are described there.
Good. We'll have a link on our website. Thank you very much, Letitia.
My pleasure.
Dr. Letitia Deveza is a rheumatologist and researcher at the Institute of Bone and Joint Research at the Colling Institute at the University of Sydney.